From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Connolly. Voters in Texas gave approval to all 7 of the constitutional amendments that legislators asked them to take a look at this year. The 7 items had little in the way of organized opposition. Some, like Proposition 1, did see a push from proponents. That measure gives homeowners an added property tax break, an average of $125 a year or so. It also forbids the state from taxing property sales, something the majority of other states already do. Its approval is a win for Scott Kessner. He's the chairman of the Texas Association of Realtors.
I think it shows that property owners in Texas definitely want some type of tax relief.
Kessner says as property values have gone up across Texas, so has the amount of property taxes people have had to pay. But Stephen Poole says he just hopes the legislature will make good on their promise to use state funds to make up for the projected $600 million a year loss for the state's school districts. Poole is the head of the United Educators Association, which represents more than 23,000 public school employees in North Texas.
You know, every 2 years they adopt the budget, and we saw them slash the public education budget several years ago. So we're lucky that Texas has a strong economy now, but that strong economy we can always bank on for the future.
For the next year, though, the money has been budgeted. The other amendment, with an organized yes campaign, cordons off a portion of sales taxes to fund road and bridge building and maintenance. Governor Greg Abbott gave Proposition 7 his support. So did East Texas State Senator Robert Nichols.
We've known for 18 years that our current method of funding transportation was inadequate.
Nichols says it takes years of planning and work before shovels can even break ground on new road projects, but declining gas tax revenues and gridlock in Washington make infrastructure funds unreliable. He says the $3 billion a year Prop 7 will eventually make available to build roads is a big step toward meeting the state's growing transportation needs. Texas Christian University political scientist Jim Riddlesberger says transportation questions are rarely partisan.
If Texas is going to attract tourism, if Texas is going to attract businesses, if we're going to be competitive with other states, we simply have to have a better infrastructure for transportation.
In addition to infrastructure funding and property tax cuts, voters broadened tax relief to surviving spouses of disabled veterans, loosened rules on charity raffles and road privatization, and gave some state officials the right to move out of Austin. Texans also now have the constitutional right to hunt and fish. Kinda mundane matters to put to the voters? Sure, says Riddlesberger, but that's the way our state government is set up.
Because the Constitution is so limited and limits government in so many ways, we have to amend this Constitution 6 times every 2 years just to do the business of the state.
So there you have it. It's democracy in action. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.